We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the pitch to Chris. A swing and a drive. Left field and deep. It's got a chance. Gone. 3-run homer, Chris Bryant. Cubs lead 5-3.
And the Cubs get a much-needed split in Cincinnati to start their 10-game road trip. 3 in Philly, 3 in Pittsburgh. Obviously, the off day today. That's why I'm right here on 670 The Score, on the air with you on a Monday evening. Last 11 road series, the Cubs are 0-9-2. Look, better of late. Last 5 road series, the run differential is only -3. -3. I did want to wrap up the Bill Walton Jason Benetti conversation with this. It was a text that I would agree with for the most part. And I wanted to get it out there because Todd took the time to text us in from the 847. What I don't understand is your station's refusal to acknowledge there are a lot of people like myself who loved Hawk because he didn't bore you with the analytics and stupid stats. He told stories. He was funny. He was charismatic and entertaining. I don't want some boob to tell me a bunch of statistics, and I don't need to be educated about the game. I just want to be entertained, Todd. I don't agree with everything that Todd said, but I get your point. First off, I would say listen to the morning show if you're saying that the station refuses to acknowledge how many people love Hawk. Okay? They big fans of Hawk would come on the show on a pretty regular basis. I also don't think you have to pick sides, but the idea that this is entertainment, and I actually want to tie this in a little bit later with Tom Brenneman, I totally understand where you're coming from. Analytics aren't going away. There's only going to be more and more of it, but I get what you're saying. You work all day, you sit down, you want to watch your White Sox, you want to hear about some old baseball stories. That's what you've come to expect from the analyst. And there are some broadcast booths that don't share that, which bother me, especially in baseball with so much downtime. For the former player, I want the old stories. Stoney does provide that, and the great pitching analysis, too. But I understand your complaint about the station overall. I hear you. But you can't force opinions on people. If the majority of hosts here like Benetti or like the change, well, that's on them. That's their taste. Would you rather have them lie and just say, no, I actually feel this way? That's what they believe. And there are a lot of people that love Hawk.
Don't you believe that, it's my belief that play-by-play men and women should be facilitators. They should be like the point guard.
He's very good at doing that.
Yeah, that's what, like, they shouldn't be the star. Like, Hawk is just taken to the hole and dunking all the time.
See,
not laying his guy up. Was like, hey, Stoney, hook it up.
Yes, and that was part of the problem. But Herb, part of that is, and you produced on Sox broadcast for a long time, as did I, that's what the White Sox always seem to want, right? Give me two former players in the booth. We don't have the standard play-by-play guy. Both guys can talk about the game from the player's perspective. It seems like that's what they always strive for.
Yeah. And
the change with Benetti.
And his point, this Todd guy's point, is like he doesn't want to be educated about the game. Like, if you love something, wouldn't you want to have more knowledge about that sport or that thing so you can love it even more?
I think what he was trying to say, and I'm not in his head, I don't know, but I think what he was trying to get across, and maybe a poor choice of words there, was maybe he feels talked down to.
But also, as a person that is, you know, I'm of average intelligence, and so when somebody is saying something that is over my head, I want to go and seek that out and say, okay, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I want to find out what that is so I can get on that person's level.
But this is also your career, and that's part of your job to get that. Some people just want to sit down and escape their life for 3 hours.
But everything. I don't like – if I'm wrong about something, I would love somebody to correct me and so I can learn. Even though I'm 40, the learning doesn't stop. Watching baseball – learning new things, learning that Mike Trout is an all-time baseball player and the stats that he has currently go up to Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds levels is fascinating to me. Same thing. He just passed up Frank Thomas in F4, which is Fangraphs War. In his whole career, 9 years, has passed up one of the greatest hitters of all time in a stat that is a cumulative stat. And he has 8 or 9 years to go. That's fascinating to me, to learn what F war is, to learn what B war is, to learn what weighted runs created plus is.
And there are a lot of people that believe different. We're going to look back and say that Mike Trout was overrated.
Yeah, these are like, you as a fan should, enjoy your team, I believe. And then also, if somebody's teaching you something that you don't know, please ingest it. Maybe you won't agree with it. We learned a long time ago that RBIs are very important to us. It's average, it's home runs, RBIs. Those are the three things.
Yep.
Now, and then pitcher wins were a thing. Now we've learned that those things really are out of people's hands. They're team-dependent stats. So once you learn something new, once you know better, you're supposed to do better. And that's all I ask for a fan to do, is to be open to learning about things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I got you. I thought it was a step in the right direction. I didn't even mean for the Bill Walton thing to turn into Benetti, but sometimes it does bother me a little
bit. I don't do drugs, just weed.
Yes, you do, Studs. Nobody has a negative word to say about the guy.
What's that supposed to mean?
People heard the last segment. Some of them did. Some stuck around, I think, maybe a handful of them.
Oh, we might have gotten them all out of here by
now. But yeah, no, Herb, you're down the middle on this. I get it. But there are fans out there that just want to sit down and just chill out and hear they got comfortable with Hawk. We have habits. This is what happens. And I probably fell into that category. Year one, I didn't like Benetti as much as I do this season, too, because you develop habits. The guy was calling the game since I was a kid. And when I was younger, I thought you could like both the Cubs and the White Sox. So you damn well better believe that I love those early 90s Sox teams when they were developing that young core. So I don't know how I got off track on that. My apologies, but just that combination of Walton and Benetti will be worth your time, I think, on Friday night. And Studs says that Bill Walton speaks to him spiritually, so we all know exactly what that means. The man's smoking some. I don't know. You guys are about a mile away still. They say the studio's going to be ready in 9 days. Might be smoking some right now. I don't know. I don't hear denial. Okay.
You're not bringing that into work now. It's my recreational life, okay?
Okay. You are from Springfield. I don't even know what that means. So
it wasn't hard to get a hold of, if that's what you're saying.
No? The Springfield cops not knocking down your door? For that?
Well, Petersburg, first of all, is where I grew up. And they
were close. Springfield was the big city.
I mean, that meal that you keep on talking about from Springfield, was it the horseshoe?
Horseshoes, baby.
That is
something else.
Somebody made that while smoking something.
Yeah.
It's like French fries on a sandwich.
Yeah. Lathered in cheese.
Dude, this would be great, wouldn't it? Totally.
You act like that's a bad thing.
That cheese is good.
No, I mean, on January 1st, I'll find out what weed tastes like. Finally?
Never, Herb?
I'm kidding. I've done it many times.
What it tastes like? Oh, you're going to get some edibles? January 1, 2020?
Damn straight.
Oh, man. Using those vacation days early. Let me know. Come on through.
Hit me up, man.
All right. Literally, seriously, literally. The only reason I haven't smoked weed a lot is because it was illegal. That's the only reason.
Smoke weed every day.
When's the last time?
I will. Seattle... 2 years ago?
I know it's more recent than me.
In 2000. No, it was last year. I was in Seattle last year. I wasn't smoking. I just did a ingestible. Kids don't do it ever, if you're listening.
It's been so
long. It's bad for you, kids.
But let me tell you, there was a 2 to 3 year period. I was an idiot. man, it was a daily occurrence. There was a lot of thing going, a lot of things going on every day. All right, Chris Bryant hits the three-run jack. And so I threw out there on Twitter just about, you know, they say this guy is in clutch. That looked pretty clutch to me. You get a much-needed split. It was looking like the Cubs were going to lose 3 of 4 in Cincinnati. And then I get all this pushback, all this pushback. Then I lay it out there with the numbers. And I don't want to bore you too much. You can see all the numbers I posted on Twitter, at Joe0670. But so let's look at the slash line. What Chris Bryant is doing this season with the juice baseball, right? We all can agree on that. He's hitting .292, on base .391, slugging .532, OPS of .923. Better than his career numbers, all of them. His career OPS is .904. This year, his OPS is .923. So the narrative is he's not clutch. Big moment, Chris Bryant doesn't get it done like he does yesterday. Here are his numbers this season with runners on. .291, okay, on the year he's hitting .292. On base, .391, same all year. Slugging .526, his OPS is .917. So with runners on, he's Chris Bryant. Actually, he's better than his career numbers with runners on this year. Runners in scoring position and two outs. .289, a .400 on base, an OPS of 1,058. Seems clutch to me, a .400 on base. So then people are attacking me and saying, oh, yeah, that's great. This was the anomaly. He can't get it done seventh inning or later. So I looked it up, and I was pleasantly surprised with what we're seeing out of the 2016 MVP. Innings 7 to 9, he's hitting .311. Late and close situations, down by one, rather up by one, tie game, on deck hitter would be the tying run, I believe. That's late and close. In the last three innings, he's hitting .310. On base, innings 7 to 9, .421, late and close .429. OPS, innings 7 to 9, 1,072, late and close, 1,101. The numbers show you this season, that narrative that people are running with and just arguing for some reasons after that monster three-run homer yesterday in the seventh, they're still going with it, that Chris Bryant isn't clutch, is a bunch of crap. So here's what I've heard over the last 24 hours. Wow, look at the other years with the two outs, runners in scoring position. What about RBI? His RBI numbers are very low for a supposed great player. When he's up in a big moment late in the game, ninth inning, two outs, Chris Bryant's not the guy I want on the Cubs at the dish. Well, he's really good, but he isn't transcendent. He's not worth $300 or $350 million. I'm not asking anybody to give him a $300 million contract today. I'm just saying that this conversation, this narrative of that Chris Bryant is not clutch is just dead wrong. And I don't understand why people won't let it go. You were wrong. Your anecdotal evidence is incorrect, especially when we're talking about this season. Why won't people let it go? You should be happy. You just won a game for your team. What's the problem? I don't hear anybody criticize Javi Baez like they do Chris Bryant. He catches so much heat for this team, a guy that accomplishes so much. I've got one thing I could come up with. I got one. And maybe you guys can help me out. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Because I'm having a tough time with this one. We were talking off air before the show. The love that Mark Grace got, Kerry Wood gets, Mark DeRosa got, Reed Johnson. Some of those guys are good players. Ryan Dempster. Okay, good players. Not Chris Bryant. I mean, this is how you treat an MVP, a real MVP? Come on. I don't understand it.
Plus, if you've seen the guy's eyes, I mean, come on.
He is a beautiful man. So the only thing I can come up with is that the fans that are doing this, it's not all Cubs fans. There are some of them, a handful of them. And I don't think it is the minority, but I don't think it's just 1 out of 100. It seems to be more than that. They know that the Cubs are going to have to choose between Baez and Bryant, and they don't want Javi Baez going anywhere. Or knowing that Bryant's a Boris client, that he might go elsewhere. Do you ever have a girlfriend or a significant other that you knew you were going to break up with pretty soon? And when, in your immature days, you just started treating that person like garbage before you pulled the trigger, before you built up enough courage to break things off. I'm not proud to say that I've done that in my day. And I know a lot of guys that have too. Herb, you know what I'm talking about. Herb knows all about it. But it feels like that's what's going on. Some fans believe that Chris Bryant isn't going to be a Cub for life, so they're looking for anything to criticize him. The evidence shows that your Chris Bryant is really good or even great, but he's not clutch, is a bunch of garbage.
What's up with this tech? No power. What was his slugging percentage?
Was that home run 23 yesterday?
What do you mean no power?
With almost a couple of months left? No power. What is it? So that's my question. Why? Just give me an explanation, a real explanation. I'd like to hear from some of you guys. Or maybe you have a theory. Maybe you know some of these Cubs fans. Help me out here. Open phone lines, 312-644-6767. You can tweet me at Joe0670, text messages 67011. Do you have an explanation? Do you have a working theory for me on why people hate Chris Bryant so much? One of the best players in all of baseball. Definitely top 10, probably still top 5. What is it? What's the problem?
I had some goober on Twitter a few weeks ago tell me that Chris Bryant probably isn't even a top 20 player.
Oh,
and
get
out
of my face.
I didn't know how to respond to that. I was like, you're lost.
Here's how you respond. Block. That's what you do. You just block them.
I think I just didn't respond. I was like, I can't. There's no arguing with this guy.
I don't know what metric you want to use. Like, out of the whole league, National American League, Chris Bryant right now is top 10 F4 with a 4.5.
Okay, here's what I got from some of the people that are, I guess, on the anti-Chris Bryant side. What I got was go to Fangraphs and look at his high leverage stats. That's what I got from numerous people. Okay, but the numbers that I just read, isn't that enough? Isn't that enough to prove that he is getting it done in some of those clutch late-game spots?
That's like the...
we're talking about OPS over 1,000. Come on.
That's like the anti-vaxxers that go to YouTube and they find the one article that supports their argument versus the hundreds of things that say it's not true. That's what that is. I'm going to pick the one stat that supports my argument and ignore the 15 other stats that say he's one of the best players in baseball.
This fits my narrative, so this is what I'm going to roll with. All right, help me out, people. 312-644-6767 with Herb Lawrence, Adam Stadzinski. You've got Joe Ostrowski on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We weren't going to win that game, just momentum. But That big inning there was huge for us. And then, you know, I think the Reds have played this tough all year. So it feels nice to kind of, you know, go to Philly with two wins rather than, you know, one and three losses.
Chris Bryant gets the Cubs a split in Cincinnati, and I spend 2 days fighting people about his greatness. Top text. I look, just randomly look over at the text screen, 67011. 27th in homers, 38th in RBIs in the NL. That's top five. I'm missing something. You are missing something because you're judging a player by RBIs. Okay. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. The 25th ranked Northwestern Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. In my wildest dreams, I did not think that this would be an invitation to trash Chris Bryant, but that's what it's become, at least in my little world. I was shocked at the run and the number of people that were reaching out and reaching for excuses to criticize this man. He's probably going to go down as the best Cub you've ever seen. And I say that if he continues his Hall of Fame track. I know some of you saw Ernie Banks, Ryan Sandberg. I was a huge Sandberg fan as a child as well. I get it. But if he keeps doing this, for as long as he's going to play, I'm saying if, I'm not saying he is going to be the best Cub you ever see. One of, he might be number one. I'm just trying to understand why this is happening. Because I am a confused individual right now.
Do you think it's displaced? Do you think it's displaced anger about the team's not as good as they want it to be, so they have to place their anger on something? It just happens to be Chris Bryant,
and it can't be a remedial player. I think it's no. I think it's the early breakup. Like I said, that he's a Boris client. They're probably going to have to choose. If both Baez and Bryant are commanding in the 250 to 3.25, whatever it is, range, that'll be tough to do, especially with the contracts that they already have here. I guess. That's what I'm trying to find out, studs. And I'm hoping the people can help me out. Southwest Side, Paul, you're on 670, The Score with Joe Ostrowski. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, I'm calling because the Sox fan, but I don't dislike the Cubs.
That's fine. You're a baseball fan.
You're really right on what you're saying. I think that, you know, you heard the terminology. Well, I've been a long-time diehard Cub fan, and I think those long-time diehard Cub fans are expecting their players, whether Cubs, Sox, whatever, to be long-time diehard players of that team. And when you kind of say that, you know, hey, I'm going to test free agency and see what could happen, I think that's just devastating to the diehard fan who really can't handle that.
Thank you, Paul. Fair point. Want everybody to be Andre Dawson. Here's a blank check. Put whatever number you think is fair. Yeah, that's not going to happen. That isn't reality. I wouldn't ask anybody to do that. Bottom of the hour also brought to you by Hint Water. Hint is pure sealer sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouthwatering water.
And just a side
note. Yeah, go ahead, Herbie.
Note for your Audrey Dawson thing you brought up.
Yeah.
Chris Bryant has already passed him as far as Cub numbers.
What numbers are you looking at?
If I'm looking at F4, if I'm looking at home runs as a, let's see, no, not home runs, but weighted runs created plus.
In less than five seasons.
Yeah, he has less at bats, less games than Andre Dawson, beloved Cub.
Where are you looking at a page that shows all-time Cubs?
Yes.
Where is he now?
He's 15th.
15th after 4.5 years, about?
Yeah.
I mean, he missed all that time last year.
He has like half the games that Anthony Rizzo has, and he's like a run, you know, there's a run less than Anthony Rizzo.
Okay, let's say he plays five more years with the Cubs, just throwing a random number. Where do you think he can get on that list?
Let's see. Five more years, that would just double his thing, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, his prime is now, and it's a window that's pretty wide open.
He would be just over Billy Williams, just under Sammy Sosa.
Oh, my God. And his career will not be over then.
No.
So if he finishes his career, you think that he'll be the best Cub of all time, right?
The highest WAR, F-WAR player for Cub history is Ron Sano with a 71.9. Ernie Banks with a 63.3.
Repeat number that. Two. Highest F-WAR ever is Sano?
Ron Sano, 71.9.
How many seasons?
It doesn't say seasons. It says he played 2,126 games for the Cubs.
Okay.
Quick math. What's that divided by 162?
Don't ask. Yeah, they didn't play 162 games every year. Right. Oh, you mean for how long it would take Brian to get there?
I was just going to be on average. So let's go it down to 150. I'll get on my phone. All right. So what was the number again?
Math on air. Is this Sox math?
71.9 studs.
Oh, wait. I was talking about the
games?
The games, yeah.
21. Oh, I got to find it again.
Okay, you guys do this off the air. I'll talk to the people on hold. Pop on after I talk to John. John in Geneva, you're on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hey, John. Fellas, thanks for taking my call. I have a theory. It might be a little unorthodox, but as a Chris Bryant fan, I think for the casual fan, a lot of times when you have such high hopes for him that when he goes to the plate, if he ever strikes out, you feel like the world is coming in on you. And until you guys broke down those stats tonight, I was actually I was a little disappointed in him this year, just being a casual fan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that it's not that we're pulling against him. I think it's just that we have such high, unrealistic, mostly expectations that until you broke down those stats, I was like, oh, my God, really? He's having that kind of year? So I didn't even realize it. It's in front of me. I didn't even realize it. Again, I'm a casual fan. I don't dig into all the stats, kind of what you guys were talking about with Hawk Harrelson before.
Yeah.
Going back into that a little bit. Just being a casual fan and having high hopes, I think maybe some people are just not really digging into it and seeing what's happening. The guy's doing awesome. That's great.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Yeah, I have to say, and I mentioned it at the time earlier this hour, that I was a little surprised when I started digging into the numbers and people were coming at me and saying, well, seventh inning or later, Bryant sucks. Like, and then you look it up. No, he's great. He's way better than he is this year. He's way better than he is throughout his entire career. An OPS of 1,100 in late and close situations, not a ton of ABs, but a good amount. Seventh through ninth inning, almost an OPS of 1,100. Phenomenal. Hitting 310 on base in the 420s. Just we get it in our mind that he isn't clutch. You hear a lot of people say it, and you see some instances. I mean, hey, 311 is great, right? Great average. Even though we probably shouldn't be judging by average, but okay, great. That's failing 7 out of 10 times. So those 7 times really stick out. And we forget, oh yeah, what about all those other times? And maybe those aren't celebrated, and to John's point, as much because that's the expectation. Rookie of the year, MVP, that's what you expect. So it doesn't blow you away as much to say if David Bote were to come through with that home run and win a game, even though he's been a clutch player, at least earlier in his time. Johnny in Gladstone Park is on 670 The Score. Hello, Johnny.
Man, how you doing?
Doing all right.
All right, so I'm going to kind of piggyback off of John from Geneva's comments. Sure. I really like Chris Bryant, and I understand WAR, you know, wins above replacement and things like that. So I see him as a very valuable player. But I think the average person, you know, sees Mike Trout leading the American League in everything. And they're like, oh, Chris Bryant, he's not leading the National League in anything. He sucks. Cody Bellinger's going to hit 45 home runs. Chris Bryant isn't. He sucks. When it's like, in fact, he's putting up very good numbers very steadily, very regularly. And there's not many players playing third base in the National League that are better than him.
Yeah, maybe one. Maybe Arenado. And that's it. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it. Herman Studs, did you figure out what you were trying to get?
It's 14.
What's 14?
So We're trying to figure seasons. Out, yeah, how many seasons
it would take for him to reach Sano.
No, so we're trying to figure out. Okay, it was going to be a roundabout way. So we needed to figure out how many seasons it took Ron Santo as a Cub to get to that WAR. So we estimate about 14 seasons.
Okay, and how many seasons would it take for Bryant to get there at this trajectory?
At his current pace, what was it again? Herb 23.
He's at 27.9.
So, and he's in his fifth season. Hold on, I'll get back to you.
Too. Yeah.
They need to meet. They're going to have a huddle again. Let's go with another timeout for the boys. Instant replay, whatever. And they'll get back to us on that. 312-644-6767. Sean is driving around it now on the score. Good evening, Sean.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, actually, the prior two callers kind of stole my thunder as well. But, yeah, the bottom line, I think, is, look, he was so dominant in his minor league stint, and then he was Rookie of the Year. Then he was MVP. His first two seasons, he was just ridiculously fantastic. And then we got spoiled by it. And he essentially kind of plateaued. I won't say plateaued, but he just stayed consistent. And now people just expect, because he just made these incremental, you know, leaps with his skill, that he was just going to continue to turn into a like Trout. And then combine that with the fact that you have Anthony Rizzo having a really good year, one of his better years, and then Javi is playing great. He's
backing up last season.
Well,
yeah,
he's backing up a season. Put all those together, and we're just spoiled. And the guy's still great, but they thought, he did so well that he would be having those Mike Trout like numbers.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, there's only so much better you can get from 2016, and I think he brings up a good point, though.
All right, we've figured out our system now.
Okay, let's break it all down. What do we got here?
Okay.
This is all rough math, by the way.
Ron Santo?
I wish I had you guys trying to figure out whatever you're trying to figure out on an Instagram story.
Yeah, Ron Santo finished with the most F4 for the Cubs in their career. Cumulative stat.
Okay. Which is what number?
71.9.
71.9 according to F4. And best Cub? Or his time? This is his time with the Cubs, right?
Yes. The best Cub while he played for the Cubs.
Sure.
So then we broke down his games he played. It roughly turns out to be about 14 seasons if we're counting 150 games a year.
Okay.
Then we had Chris Bryant's career WAR, which is at 27.5. Broke down his 4.5 years he's played so far.
Yeah.
And that comes out to be about 6.1, multiplied that times 14. If he did the same thing in the fourth and played
for
the Cubs.
Which is a big ask, because obviously there will be a slide.
And if he played all the way through that, he would murder that number. He would go to 85.5.
In 14 years.
You know what just occurred to me? We could have easily just looked up how many seasons Ron Santo actually played with the Cubs rather than estimating it.
No, I like what you guys did.
I like the rough number. I like that a lot better.
He was selling pizzas over near third base, and yeah, that's good. That's good. So, but yeah, forget how many years it actually took Ron Santo. I like what you guys put him at 14 seasons for the Cubs.
Yeah, and if Cub fans don't want Chris Bryant because he's not quote unquote clutch, I'll give you a clutch White Sox player we could trade up.
Who are you giving up?
Lurie? You want him?
Shut up. Give me a real trade offer.
I'll give you Eloy. Hell.
Give me Moncada, too.
No, just Eloy. You take Eloy, I take Chris Bryant.
And I get, 7 years on his deal?
You could have all those years. Give me Chris Bryant. We'll try to sign him to an extension.
Is he still going to watch The Mask every day?
Yes.
I don't want him. I'm out.
Dude, I just watched that movie for the first time.
One or two.
The first one.
I watched both.
All right. I don't think I've ever even seen the second one. I love the first one. But I saw it the other day? Just last week, randomly put it on, and it holds up. It's still super weird, but it holds up.
This is your Bill Walton time again. You're smoking some, watching The Mask, and saying it holds up. I don't believe you. Herb, do you think it holds up?
The Mask? No, barely any movie from the 90s or 80s holds up.
Yeah, the first thing I think is, man, this looks so old compared to the technology that we have right now.
Oh, it definitely does. It's a completely insane movie.
You laughed.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
But again, it's my kind of humor. Stupid. Jim Carrey and his, you know.
I know. During the break, we were talking about Half-Baked.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's my kind of humor. It's just what it is.
I got you. Thanks, Dutz. He stepped in it a few times tonight, and I love it. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. 15 minutes from right now, I'm going to check in with Aaron Schatz. He's the author of the Football Outsiders Almanac 2019. Oh, there are some strong opinions about the 2019 Bears I need to cover with him at 9. I'm Joe Ostrowski on 670 The Score.
Joe O, nights 6 to 10.
Having fun this evening with you till 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Right now the topic, Chris Bryant. Just saving the day yesterday. A lot of people want to criticize Chris Bryant. Not worth the $300 million, not worth the $350 million. Trying to find out why. Let's go north of the border. Brandon, you're on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Joe. How are you today?
Doing well, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've been listening to your Chris Bryant conversation, and I would almost – I heard you guys joking around a little bit about Eloy for KB straight up. And at this point, with the not knowing what KB is going to be doing, I would almost take that just because – he's locked up for 7 years, like you talked about. I really don't feel like KB is going to re-sign with Chicago. I think it's the stage has become too big for him, and the pressure of...
Oh, come on.
Nah, you're done, buddy.
Wait. Stud, you cut him off because the stage has gotten too big for Chris Bryant? This is coming from a Sox fan.
No. We're not taking that on this program, sir.
Stud said you're out after that one. Yeah, I mean, MVP, World Series, remember, in some big moments.
And you're saying
World
that the
Series.
Day after he hit a go-ahead home run that won them the game. Barely 24 hours after.
I know a lot of fans thought after 2016, by the time we were in 2019, maybe they would have another ring. Chris Bryant isn't the reason. Sure, the last year's injury did not help. If he was healthy all season, they win the division. I think we all could agree on that. But there were a lot of things that happened last season. Oh, boy. Stage is too big. Come on, man. Come on. Now, maybe you think he's not going to be here, and you make that move for someone that's going to be here much longer. You're locked in, but stage is not too big for Chris Bryant. That's a backwards way of saying that he isn't clutch, not coming through in the big moments. Andy in Glen Ellen is on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm not taking that trade. Eloy's got a negative .9 WAR. He's on base percentage is under 300.
Andy, I did say in Moncada.
No,
I like Moncada okay, but I'm not trading Chris Bryant, and so. No. He's a transitional player is what he is, and he can play a lot of different positions. I like him in the outfield, too. So if we get a player that – if you look down in the Cubs minor league system, they've got a whole bunch of different players from Dominican Republic, Venezuela, and Mexico that look like they're coming. And so, you know, there's going to come a time when Chris Bryant belongs in the outfield. And so I like the flexibility the Cubs have with him. And by the way, I'm not putting down Eloy – because he can't play in the field in the National League. He belongs in the American League. He's with the right team, the White Sox. Power-hitting ballpark. I mean, he's gonna hit 45 home runs a year if he's healthy. So.
All right, thank you, Andy. Appreciate the phone call and you listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yeah, that's not a real trade on the table, guys.
No,
we were just messing around. But
no.
But Herbie, if he plays through his contract, this is going to be a real conversation. Once we get to the end.
Yeah, I think he's free in 2022. He'll be a free agent that
year. After 2021, right?
Yeah.
Isn't like half the core up at that point?
Yeah, him, Bias, and Contreras, I think, are all up at that same time.
I would guess that Contreras will be locked up before we get to that point.
For multiple reasons.
Yes.
A lot of injuries.
Maybe this offseason.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. He's probably the cheapest of the three. Mm-hmm. Definitely the cheapest of the three.
Yes.
Probably get him from behind the plate eventually.
He was having a monster bounce back season. Yeah, I think you're definitely going to see more of him in the corner outfield spots. So much going on with the Cubs. We didn't even get to the Joe Maddon stuff yet. Hopefully we'll get to that before 10 o'clock and what he said this weekend in Cincinnati about his future with the Cubs. We're going to go back to football because I am looking at this 400-page book here, and it is phenomenal. The Football Outsiders Almanac 2019. The author, Aaron Schatz, joins me next, and he tells you why I wouldn't buy your playoff tickets when it comes to the Bears. Joe Ostrowski with you. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.